This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new study from the real estate company Redfin finds that people in their 20s and 30s who rent are facing inflation rates higher than the general population. For renters age 40 or less, inflation's running at 12.8% versus 8.5% for the general population. The difficulty of paying for a place to live brought us here to take today's economic pulse. Bowery Mission, a shelter for people experiencing homelessness in New York's Tribeca neighborhood. Volunteer Leah Burrell took us through the women's dormitory a few hours before nightly registration begins.
We love to welcome the women. It's a community setting. You know, we want the women to feel safe. And when they come in, they're able to secure their belongings in the locker. In the morning, the same thing, we're able just to give them positivity and let them know that they're able to always come back.
New York City has an estimated 80,000 people without shelter. James Winans is CEO of this faith-based organization with a history that goes back to the late 1870s.
This is our primary shelter location, and so that's where the bulk of the activity happens overnight.
Rents went back up when pandemic eased. You must see the effects of this.
Well, absolutely. And the folks that the Bowery Mission serves are on the edge all the time. You know, we serve folks who are experiencing homelessness, but we also experience people who are quite unstably housed and could very easily slide into homelessness. And so any jolt to the economy is felt right at our front doors.
Another part of the tragedy here is that it didn't work in reverse. When rents fell in some places in earlier pandemic, it's not like your burden was eased.
No, in fact, we were serving a number of people who were housed prior to New York City shutting down in 2020. We were serving primarily folks who were experiencing homelessness on the streets. Every time we opened up for a meal, we would see 250 people come into our dining hall and eat with us on average. And within a couple weeks of New York City shutting down, we were serving twice as many meals. And as we talked to people on the line, we realized these were folks who had been working at a restaurant or a hotel or a construction site for cash, and that place was shut down. And so now the rent burden was so much greater, and they were trying to figure out how to make ends meet.
So the facility I'm talking to you in today, actually people can spend the night?
Yes, yes. Today we're at our Tribeca location, and we have three floors of dormitory-style housing.
And people come in later in the day, sort of before dinner time?
That's right. Women will start coming in around 3 o'clock this afternoon, and then men around 5 o'clock prior to dinner.
So here we are, late summer 2022. From what you see, which direction is it going? Are you seeing people in more distress, or because lockdown has eased, less distress?
Well, I think people are definitely in more distress. I think we're seeing more mental health challenges, perhaps, than we ever have. Drug overdose challenges, literal drug overdoses than we have prior to the pandemic. And so those things are quite market. And in terms of the numbers, it's actually a really hard time to understand what's going on. I think we're all observing more street homelessness, and so more folks are experiencing homelessness on the streets. And yet the shelter numbers right now are down for individuals, up for families. Quite confusing, but I think it reflects that those jolts to the economy, they're impacting real people's lives and putting them on one side of homelessness or the other.
Up for families. That's interesting information. That would be someone probably who's lost a job, you know, a breadwinner losing a job and then losing a place.
There's so many different things that lead people to homelessness. I heard someone say, you know, if I'm asked, what's the solution for homelessness? It's a little bit like asking, what's the solution for illness? So if somebody walks into a hospital and says, I'm ill, I'm sick, we're going to ask a lot of questions, right? We're going to say, what are your symptoms? How long have you been experiencing these symptoms? What have you been trying to deal with your symptoms? Maybe we're going to conduct a few tests. Homelessness is the same thing. It really requires us to get below the label of homeless and say, well, you know, what's going on in your life? And beyond the challenges or the trouble in your life, what are your hopes and dreams, and where do you want to go from here? And so we're always trying to build relationships to understand what's really beneath that label, homeless.
Yeah, because the statistics say that there's still a labor shortage and that hiring is supposedly brisk. right now. Yet families in need coming in here, you're seeing that it's sadly very busy this summer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think inflation is playing out in the calculus here? I mean, things are getting much more expensive.
Well, I think when your housing is unstable, when your employment is unstable, it just follows that any increase in the day-to-day cost of living is going to impact everyone, including those most on the margins.
You must depend on volunteers. You were a volunteer here yourself many moons ago, you've told me. What about the availability of them here in 2022?
Well, thankfully, we are seeing more and more people willing to come out and volunteer with us.
You think it's the visibility of the street homelessness?
I think that has motivated a lot of people. I think a lot of people are asking the question, what can I do to help? And, you know, what I always say is don't try to do that as an individual. You'll probably find that a frustrating experience, but how can you be in community with others to help? And the Bowery Mission is a place where you can come and do that, to serve together in an organization that's been at this for quite some time.
Your books have to work. How's it going with air conditioning costs? And then in a few months, you're going to have some probably pretty high heating bills.
Well, when there's inflation or a downturn in the economy for the Bowery Mission, it's a bit of a double whammy, right? We see more people at our front doors. We see more need that we are seeking to respond to. At the same time, donations tend to go down a bit. We rely entirely on private donations to do the work here at the Bowery Mission. And so at the same time we see needs increase, we actually see our resources decrease. And that's always quite a squeeze.
Oh, I should understand that better. I mean, what you're saying is during inflationary times, when people are seeing their household budget stressed, they might have less ability to write a check to you.
People are always making decisions. The Bowery Mission has 55,000 people who've given to us in the last year. Many of them are not that far away from homelessness themselves or struggling to make ends meet. Maybe they've had a disruption in their health life or their work life or something like that. And so people are making decisions between their charitable dollar and their grocery bill and their rent.
Well, I suppose batten down the hatches for this next winter, because I can't imagine the need is going to go down if we fall into proper recession, but it'll make it harder for people to write the checks to you. I mean, you've done this long enough. You've probably seen some downturns. Like, were you working here in 2008 and 9?
I was. And so we took a lot of care in our expenses to tighten things wherever we could. And we were able to ride that downturn. But we're anticipating there may be another one right here on the horizon.
So what'd you say, 55,000 people give?
Yes. And so the Bowery Mission is a story of a lot of small gifts adding up.
So not like five Wall Street tycoons. It's the opposite of that.
It's the opposite of that. Now, we do have significant donors who give an outsized amount, but the Bowery Mission has always been a story of the generosity of lots and lots of New Yorkers being pooled together to meet the needs for our neighbors who are most in need.
James Winans is CEO of Bowery Mission. Thank you very much.
Thank you.